Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines martyr as a person who sacrifices something of great value, and especially life itself, for the sake of a principle. As we get ready to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the founding of America, my next guest today is with us to share how the day after is being dedicated to what it has taken to protect the foundation of America that our founders created and the sacrifices that were made to do so. Now, this is not an effort that's limited to history, by the way. It's an effort that's very much responded to in the present, as it will no doubt be in the future. Here to explain the meaning and goals of Martyr Day, which, as I referenced, is July 5th, is Professor of Constitutional Law at John Jay College, author of the book Protest History of the United States, Professor Gloria Brown Marshall. How are you today, Professor?
I'm doing very well. You described that brilliantly.
Well, thank you. And to learn more about Martyr Day, it's martyrsday.us. Learn about the world of Professor Brown Marshall, brown-marshall23.com. And for the educational opportunities at John Jay College, it's jjay.cuny.edu. And yes, we do have all those links at our homepage, and I hope you will make use of them. You are the force behind Martyrs Day. What was the inspiration, motivation to create what is going to be unfolding on July 5th?
It was during my book tour for my book, A Protest History of the United States. And I toured around the country for 15 months, talked to hundreds and hundreds of people, and they would ask me, what else can I do? And then I said, well, think where you are in the moment. And then that stayed with me in the hotel room on this tour. What can I do? What else can I do? And I thought, I'm talking about these martyrs. I'm talking about protesters who have been slain. I am trying to research them, write about them, but there's more. And that's what I said. They have been martyred in the name of social justice and civil rights and equality to push this country forward. In the same way we have Memorial Day to honor those who fight in foreign wars, I think about what has been done domestically to move this country forward, for women to gain the right to vote, for laborers to have safe working conditions in an 8-hour workday. What did the country have to have for that freedom to go from paper to reality? And that's where Martyrs Day was born. And then we decided, oh my goodness, we can't wait. It's the 250th anniversary. But July 5th is also important because after we do all the celebration for the 4th of July about freedom, we need to think about what that freedom costs to certain regular people. Nope, not in the military. Regular people going out to buy milk and bread. And how did they come to be martyred for our freedom that we live with, wake up with, and embrace every day, but we don't really think about them? So I wanted to lift them up and pay tribute to those who have been martyred for our social justice.
And one of the very important things that you do through the efforts, especially with the website martyrsday.us, you help people realize that martyrdom is not a thing of the past. The timeline, and when you feature 26 photos and descriptions of martyrs on the website, when people see that, they'll realize that martyrdom, well, first and foremost, it isn't always to the death. It's willing to sacrifice your life if the case need be, but to make a difference, I guess, would be the thing to say, and that would make it make the idea of martyrdom seem more reachable for others, because you can make a difference in a variety of levels.
Yes, and these people many of them were martyred. They didn't mean to go into battle and lose their lives. When we think about Andrew Goodman and James Chaney and Michael Shermer, they went down to Mississippi to help register people to vote. They didn't intend on being killed. And Michael Cerner, whose family, and Andrew Goodman's, whose families are in New York City in this area, James Chaney was from Mississippi. I mean, they went down, those two men, Michael and Andrew, as college students to Mississippi to register people to vote. When we think about people who go into protests, and I've been part of protests since the third grade, and I'm not thinking when I go out to protest that I'm going to lose my life in doing so, but we just had primary voting across the country. We went to our voting places and voted. These people, as recent as the 1960s, were slaughtered just because they went to vote. Vernon Dahmer, one of our martyrs on the website, was burned alive in his own home because he was paying the poll tax. Yes, there was a time when people had to pay a tax in order to vote. For the poorer farmers in Mississippi, he was burned alive. But he had a motto: if you don't vote, you don't count. And that's why these people are so important. They're teaching us American history, things that have been probably covered up. They're also people who gave their lives without getting any type of veterans pay, without getting any type of special ceremonies at their grave sites, special cemeteries. These are regular people who were martyred, who were killed just for doing basic things we take for granted today. And so I think the least we can do is lift up their names as American martyrs. And this is our first American Martyrs Day coming up on July 5th.
I think, too, to contemporize it even further, you say the names Renee Good and Alex Preddy. Those are two individuals doing what is every American's right to do, to protest, peacefully protest, I should say. They weren't burning things or waving weapons, and they lost their lives for exercising a basic right. And if someone says anything about that being wrong, I think that's someone who is lacking a great understanding of the importance of rights in this country.
Well, think about the 250th anniversary is commemorating the signing of the Declaration of Independence, which is a protest document. So we began in protest, but this country has this love-hate relationship with protest. We love the benefits that come from protest. We like that 8-hour workday. We like our safe working conditions. We like the fact that women have the right to vote. We like all of those things, but we don't want to respect the protests that were taken in order for those rights and privileges and protections to be reality. And that's the love-hate relationship that we have in this country. We protest. We want to have the benefits of protest, but we disdain the protester as a troublemaker. We malign them. We always have this propaganda against protesters. And as you pointed out, it's in our Constitution that we are allowed to protest, especially protest the actions of our state, local, and federal governments. We can also protest the actions of corporations and stores who aren't treating us well. But being able to protest against our government, that is in our Constitution. And so many people want constitutional rights, but they don't want people to exercise those constitutional rights if it's against an issue that they care deeply about on the other side.
I'm Professor Gloria Brown Marshall, author of the book A Protest History of the United States. In addition to all that, the founder of Martyrs Day coming up on July 5th. Learn more at martyrsday.us. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. It's fantastic with the information, once you put it out there, for people to look at, hopefully absorb to whatever degree they're capable of. But what additionally do you want to see as a result of the planning and leading up to Martyrs Day? What are you hoping for on July 5th?
Well, in New York City, we're having the National Martyrs Day event at the historic Riverside Church in Manhattan at 2 p.m. on July 5th. But there are also events that are taking place around the country, and in particular, an event that's taking place in New Jersey at South Orange Valesburg United Methodist Church. And they are going to have a reading of the names of the martyrs. They're going to have a program. People are having programs in Maryland. The state of Maryland has proclaimed July 5th as Martyrs Day. The city of Philadelphia proclaimed July 5th as Martyrs Day, as well as districts in Pittsburgh and in Colorado. So my takeaway for the listener, think about martyrs and recommit to social justice. Recommit to what this American society is about, moving forward as far as social justice, civil rights, equality. Realize the history of this country means that people had to fight to take words from the Constitution and make them a reality in day-to-day life. But more importantly, we want a recommitment to social justice, a recommitment to going forward in this country and realizing that our rights didn't fall out of the sky. Santa Claus didn't bring them. They weren't left under the pillow by the tooth fairy. People fought and died for this, and we want to pay tribute to those who fought and died, but we also want to learn and go forward as a nation, believing in social justice as the right path for this country. It's power in it.
And for that to come about, it's going to be People Power. That's you, the people, as part of We the People. And you can learn more about how to organize a local Martyrs Day event wherever you are, listening on the radio, listening on the podcast, listening on the stream, whatever the case may be. The go-to to find out more, martyrsday.us, martyrsday.us. And we have that link over at our homepage. Don't worry about that. Learn more about Professor Gloria Brown Marshall and her writing, her work, brown-marshall23.com. And the education opportunities at John Jay College, where she is professor of constitutional law, jjay.cuny.edu. All those are, again, on our website homepage. Professor Gloria Brown Marshall, it's great to have a 4th of July to help us remember, but then you've added to that with July 5th and Martyrs Day to help us understand what we, the role we play as individuals, as active citizens of the United States, protecting what is right and what are our rights. So thank you for the level of awareness you're raising, the motivation you're creating, and the success I know Martyrs Day is going to be this year and moving forward. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.